Psalm 71, verse 8, the New International Version. My mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long. Bible Before Breakfast, Mildred Kingsley Konko here. Good morning. We're almost there, guys. And I don't know how to feel, whether to be happy or sad. But you see, the good thing about Soul Purge is that you can continue doing it over and over again. And of course, you can get the book after this so you can actually do Soul Purge whenever you feel like it. So today, we're going to be very purposeful about our praise. So today on Soul Purge, it's about purposeful praise. So we're going to be intentional about praising God for definite things happening in your life or around you. So today, we're going to be intentional about filling our mouths with praise and declaring God's splendor all day long. The Bible tells us in Psalm 150, verse 6, that let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everyone everywhere join in the crescendo of ecstatic praise to Yahweh. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Everything that is alive should praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. So whether it is the NIV I read first, the Passion Translation which I read second, or the Easy Version that I read last, the point is this. If you're breathing, if you're alive, you must praise God. And I believe that you have breath in your lungs, right? In fact, if inanimate things have the ability to praise God, what of us? We have a voice, we have hands, we have legs. So we should lift this all up to God in holy praise. God is exalted in the praises of his people. In fact, he lives in our praises. When we praise God, we're inviting him into our neighborhood to live with us. And trust me, he always comes. So today, I would like us to give God quality praise. Give Jesus your best praise. He deserves it. So we're going to do it in two levels. So number one, you're going to write out the things that God has done for you in the last 40 days. In fact, I expect that you've been doing it in your book of wonders. If you've been following me long enough, you know by now you should have your book of wonders. Start writing out all the things that God has done for you in the last 40 days. Take the time to celebrate God over them. Open it and thank him, mentioning each thing by name. Thank you. I give you praise that you kept my marriage together. I give you praise that you watch over my children. I give you praise that I have not starved. I give you praise that there's promotion. I give you praise that there's healing for my body. I give you praise that in the last couple of days, there has been this, that. You know what God has done for you. Go ahead and praise him for it. Now, the second thing I need you to do is to get some beautiful, comfortable dancing shoes or take off your shoes, right? And play some hot, high praise and possibly dance yourself to stupor today. Don't worry about makeup. Don't worry about your wig. You'll be all right. Jesus got you. Today, you dance until you are dripping in holy sweat and you can no longer lift a finger. Please don't stop. Let every part of your body praise God today. Come on, let's do this. You know, tomorrow we're going to round up on a high note. So I want you to take the time to really praise God. In fact, I personally think that this is one of the assignments we should make a point of duty to carry on even after these 40 days. Do it as often as you can. In fact, you can even turn it to your praise aerobics every morning. Whatever you do, please just praise God today. Be intentional about praising him. Every time something good happens, praise God. Every time it looks like something bad wants to happen, praise God. Be consistent in making sure that your mouth is full of praise and that you are declaring God's splendor all day long. Good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. Bible Before Breakfast with Mildred Kingsley Okonkwo.